A Center for Western Priorities study found that the Interior Department has issued 57 separate actions since March 6th, when President Donald Trump signed the first COVID-19 emergency bill. Eric Mulvar, the executive director of the Western Watersheds Project, says Interior released the Great Basin Fuel Breaks Project last week, which he says would destroy thousands of acres of sage-grouse habitat in Utah and do little to control wildfires.
The reality is that during extreme fire weather, these fuel breaks don't mean anything. They don't actually stop anything. These fires can spot a mile or two over any barrier. It's foolish to think that clearing a fuel break actually does anything.
Mulvar believes the real purpose of clearing the lands is to provide more acres for ranchers to graze their livestock. Robin Silver, with the Center for Biological Diversity, says his organization filed a lawsuit this week against the Bureau of Land Management for failing to protect the San Pedro Riparian National Conservation Area from livestock grazing.
While they're pretending they can't drive around in their trucks with masks on, the cowboys aren't pulling their cows off, the loggers aren't stopping cutting trees, so there's all this other stuff going on under the cover of COVID.
Federal officials say they are following all applicable notification and public comment rules in issuing the new regulations. Mulvar says the public input has been all but removed from the debate over public lands.
The idea that the public is having any voice at all in the management of the public lands has become complete fiction under this administration.
The San Pedro riparian area in southern Arizona is home to more than 8 protected or endangered species and is also the traditional territory of several Native American tribes. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.